Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and I'm super crazy, ridiculously excited to have my very good friend, Amy Burns, on the show. Amy, how is it going?
Awesome. Yeah, super excited to be here, James. Thanks for inviting me on.
It's been a long time trying to get you onto the show. We have you here live from Boston. As you can see, we have nice, beautiful Skype connection that we hope lasts throughout all of it. So how is it in Boston? Is it beautiful, stunning?
It's great. We actually, I don't know what's happened where winter is gone, but it is hot here. So hopefully it lasts for a couple of days.
it's always this time of year. It's kind of fall here in Seattle, and it's kind of just like, I don't know what's going to happen, but the rain has stayed away for at least today. So Amy, maybe you can tell the people, all of our viewers, a little bit about yourself and what you do here, part of the Xamarin team at Microsoft.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with Xamarin for about 4 years, and I've been with the documentation team for pretty much all of that time. I mainly focus on the Visual Studio for Mac documentation. So if you have any of the documentation for Visual Studio for Mac, it's yours truly. if there's any requests, obviously, yours truly. I also, my big claim to fame is the provisioning documentation, which I know you, James, and Miguel love to talk about because it's so long.
We do, and I like to have Oleg on and tell everyone how he simplified it to a single button click.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he's making my life easier through that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you essentially, the documentation is like one of the most important things, I think, of any, not only just getting started, but when you're a month in, a year in, even now, I've been doing this for 6 years, and I still go and literally Google every single doc and find all of our amazing documentation. So like, what is the process of creating a doc? Is it listening to people, or is it, like, how do you even go about kind of keeping up with the crazy world of mobile?
That's a great question because it comes from all sorts of inspiration. Obviously whenever there's a lot of new releases, which we're always releasing a lot of, awesome updates. We always have those keeping up to date with Apple, with Android. On top of that, whenever I'm developing, you know, my own apps, I always come across something, maybe something needs updated, changed. We also listen a lot to the community. We listen a lot to people like yourself who are very in touch with the community, to really get feedback, see what people are wanting. And we take it from there. And I think that we really pride ourselves on great documentation. Yeah. Very happy with it.
It's real interesting too, because as a developer, I'm reading documentation, but what a lot of people don't maybe realize is that I think nearly everyone in our documentation team, especially that I've worked with over the last 4 years at Xamarin, are all developers, like building applications. So the reason our docs are so good is because you're like living and breathing it, right? So
yeah.
I think that's really an important distinguishing point of it, is that as you're kind of reading it, I'm reading the docs as a developer, as like a developer is teaching it to me, sitting side by side, which is cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, so when we think of documentation, what all do you do? Is it just a bunch of written words? Like, what is all involved, I guess?
With documentation?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of samples. We write a lot of sample code. As you can tell, if you go to the samples repo that we have, I think we have, 2 years ago, we had almost 400. So I think we're probably close to 1,000. On top of that, we also have a lot of recipes, which are like kind of like quick tips and tricks as for kind of nuggets of information. And then we have longer conceptual docs that actually explain, you know, the how and the why and the where, and a lot of walkthroughs as well that will take you from, you know, file new to launching the app on your device.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that. And you've been focusing on some brand new documentation that is the reason why I wanted to have you come on. So maybe you can kind of set it up and kind of talk about what we're going to talk about today, because I'm really excited about this new stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So what I've been working on is this new Getting Started series. And I am super excited for it. We have a lot of great documentation, but we've not had anything that just gets to from, you know, file new to having something on your device in like 5 minutes, in like 10 steps. So, and part of that is because you have things like iOS provisioning, you had a lot of Android SDKs, et cetera, et cetera. So I have written this Getting Started documentation in conjunction with the Xamarin Live Player, and it gives it this really awesome onboarding process. And yeah, so that was my inspiration.
Cool. Do you want to bring it up and you want to walk through it a little bit?
Definitely. Yeah, okay.
Because I think that was always one of the challenges, even when I go out and present. It's like, oh, James, you have your machine in this perfect setup, and you have all these emulators, and you understand provisioning profiles. But I think the hardest challenge, which is why I'm so excited, is like you said, like someone just wants to download, file new, and see it running on their device. And we did a few shows on the Xamarin Live Player, which is kind of a little bit of my baby. I love the Xamarin Live Player to death. So here it is. So this is our new Getting Started. Let's walk through it.
So this is it. So whenever you first go to it, and it will be developer.xamarin.com/getting-started. And it's written for both Visual Studio for Mac and for Visual Studio 2017. So whenever, depending on what operating system you have, whenever you access these docs, it will try to be smart about it and show you the relevant Visual Studio.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that about our docs, is you don't even have to think about it, because if I'm on a PC, it just shows me the Visual Studio stuff, and I'm on a Mac, it automatically does it. I thought that was one of the coolest features we added, just like it magically knows.
It's just those, yeah, those little quiet things that make everyone's life a little bit easier. Okay, what this does is it gives you a really quick introduction of what you're going to learn in this, because if you're landing on some page, you want to know, what am I going to get out of this? Why bother wasting 10 minutes of my time? What am I going to get out of this? So I've introduced that, and introduced just how to install the Xamarin tools. So this actually takes you to some external pages to take you through the install Xamarin tools. So if you are completely new to Xamarin, you can follow these steps. If you have Visual Studio for Mac or Visual Studio 2017 installed, you can skip over this.
Okay, cool. So yeah, like I already have. So me, I'm already good to go. I have, I've installed Xamarin, Amy. I'm new to it, but I've installed it on Visual Studio 2017. And then I go to this page. Now, what do I do next?
Okay, so the next thing is you're going to decide what mobile device you want to work with today. You're going to work with iOS, you're going to work with Android.
I'm going to be working with my Android device, because you know I'm a huge Android fanboy, and I can't help myself.
Cool. So, well, let's say we'll go look at Android. And again, being very smart here. Now, I'm on Visual Studio for Mac. I think you're on Visual Studio 2017, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. So we can go to these. Cool. So the next step is going to be then installing the Xamarin Live Player app. So you can either just search it on the store, or you can use your camera and scan this funky QR code.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. I'm going back to the 2010s with my QR code. Cool. So then you can get the Xamarin Live Player app. So do you have the Xamarin Live Player app, James?
I do. I have it. So should I be walking through this? Do you want me to switch over to my machine and see if we can walk through it together?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, so I have, so I'm going to hop over to my desktop. So we'll get you out of Skype. So now, essentially, so I'm here. And I don't know if you can see my desktop. Probably not. But I can do this. There's me. So what I can do is I can share my screen with you so you can see it. How fun is that? Let's do that. So now Amy can see my screen. And
yeah.
I'm here in Edge. And like you said, so I was on this landing page and I'm going to do Android. So I'm kind of thinking of, I'm a new developer coming in, doing this thing. All right, so I'm here and I'm on the Let's Get Started. So what do I have to do?
Okay, so the first thing you want to do is download this particular, the Zamagon Zuzzle sample.
Very easily named.
Oh, yeah. So one thing I wanted to point out in this as well is one thing I really dislike whenever you go to any platforms getting started, you're always building the same app every time. It's the tip calculator or the really, you know, these the to-do lists. It's these really basic apps that I'm probably never going to use. So we wanted to go for something a bit different. We wanted to go for something fun, like this Zuzzle game. And we wanted to actually, you know, have some getting started apps that people might actually want to use or want to build. So we really just wanted to show right off the bat, you know, in 10 minutes, how much you can do with Xamarin with the Live Player.
All right, so I'm going in, I'm extracting. So I went to the Zuzzle page. Yep. And I hit this, you can browse code, you can just hit this download button. So I just downloaded a zip there, and it looks like we're going to make this thing. That looks cool. I remember playing as a kid, those little 5-cent games you'd get from the store. All right, cool. So I got the Zuzzle, and I need to open it up. So there's the Zuzzle puzzle.
Yep, and I just want to point out that this was written by my great colleague, Charles Petzold.
Do you love the Charles Petzold?
Yeah, so he's helped me with a lot of the sample writing for these getting started.
So this will work with any edition of Visual Studio. So you can just, I'm just going to open it in the stable version, just, you know, the normal desktop, right? That'll work fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so opening up Visual Studio. See how this goes. People walking behind you like it's live, so that's always good. So if I come back here, the next thing I'll need to do is enable the Xamarin Live Player. So that's
Yep.
Okay. Oh, and then
So that's always something you can do while it's downloading, because it might take a little while to download, depending on your network connection, obviously.
So
the next thing then, once we've got it open.
Opening up Xamarin Zuzzle. Yeah, it's also, my machine may be a little bit slower because I have about 1,000 things going on right now, especially Skype.
I'm sure.
So, all right. Preparing the solution. Put Amy on the right-hand side here. Can I make it bigger? Let's see. All right. Apparently, I don't have that. The UWP SDK installed. That's okay. Skip it. All right, so I have, looks like I have some shared code. I have an Android and iOS project in here, so we're going to work on the Android one, correct?
Yep.
All right. So let's go ahead. And it's going ahead.
At this point, the most important part of this step is make sure that your mobile device and Visual Studio are on the same network.
Got it.
Super important.
And I have my Android device right here. I'm actually going to be screen mirroring it over here. Using Reflector, which is one of my favorite apps, or not Reflector, but Visor, which is really cool. So let's go ahead and set Android as my startup. And looking at the docs, it says I need to, let's make sure I enable it, right? That's what I gotta do?
Yep.
All right, so the very first thing we need to do, like I said, I have the project open, so I'm gonna go in and enable the Xamarin Live Player. Now I've done this ahead of time, Amy, I cheated, I walked through it. So I enable it here, checkbox, good. And then I need to, pair my device, right?
And then, so the next thing you want to do is, pair your device to the IDE.
I like
that. So that should be step number 4. And again, make sure they're both on the same Wi-Fi network.
That is very important, because so basically, even though I'm showing I have my device plugged in, as long as I have any Android device, I can just connect it on the same network and go.
Oh, yeah.
So I've done this ahead of time because, you know me, that's what I do. So I've paired it, scanned the QR code, and I'm good. Let's walk through. I like this. Step 5, open it, pair it, I connected, and then...
Scan the QR code. So we're all the way down in step 8 now.
Yep.
So the next thing we're ready to do then, if you're all connected, is just to deploy your app to the Xamarin Zuzzle app.
I like the nice, simple name that we picked. Now, in this dropdown, I see a bunch of other things. So can you kind of explain on this screenshot in 8 what people are seeing here?
Yeah, so here we have all the different Android emulators that will be downloaded either through your Xamarin Android install or ones that you have maybe managed and downloaded yourself. What we care about is the live player devices. Mm. So you should see next to the live player, the device that you have connected. And that's the one we really want to go for.
Got it. So I see I have live player, then I have a Motorola Nexus 6 player. And I think the player is the important part, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit debug. And I'm screen mirroring here. But there it is.
Took less than a second.
Done. So it transfers essentially all the files over, and I have this app running. Can I play with it?
Absolutely.
I'm going to hit the rant. Ooh. I like that. I like all the fancy animations. So this app is a Xamarin Forms app? Is that what we're kind of going through right now?
Yeah, this is Xamarin Forms app.
Okay. So now I have a full app running, and have you actually finished this puzzle?
No, I'm terrible at them. So, I think I got as far as in the screenshot.
I'm doing fairly well. I got at least a few top. This, as a kid, this would take me an entire just ride back, hours upon hours.
Yeah, I was never patient enough for that.
And then I can randomize it again. All right, cool. So now I have it running. Now what's next?
Okay, so that's cool, you know, super impressive. But we want to do more. Like, we want to play about with the code. We want to get in, play with some XAML. So the next thing we want to do is we're going to run the live view.
Okay.
So we're going to look at a XAML page, and we're going to just run that page into the live player, so it will just appear on your device, and we can start tinkering with the code.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, right.
So I scroll down, and I see that I can open up the main page.xaml. Is that what it says I need to do here?
Yeah, that's the one that we want to go for here.
All right.
In this app. All the steps before that are just to double check that, you know, you're still connected and everything.
Got it. Which I am. I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. And then it says that I can start editing the XAML. So go live, run current view, and then change the background color here. All right. So let's try it out. So I'm going to go and say tools, live, run current view. Let's see. So this should synchronize everything over. Give it a go here. I'm going to pin this over here. So I see that there's a button. There's the randomized button. Absolute layout. It is black. And there's a bunch of other, so there's a bunch of other stuff in here. So this absolute layout, that's what's being used to render all the grids. And then there's another one. So, okay, so here's the app. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just kind of pin my Visual Studio over here so we can see it. So I like orange. I'm a big fan of orange, so I'm going to go ahead and put this here and just do orange. There we go. So do I have to save or do anything like that? Or
you don't need to do anything. A couple of seconds, and it should just make those changes for you.
So to like reinterpret, now I have a very old device. This is like a 4-year-old device, so it probably takes a, oh, there it is. Oh, cool. So now I can come in and I can modify anything. So if I want the entire background to be orange, I could just go up to the main page and then just do that.
The world is your oyster now. You can do whatever you want. And this is awesome for like really quick, like prototyping. I mean, you can do a much better job at selling the live player than I can. But I love this. And especially from like a documentation point of view, it's awesome for our users to just be able to go in and actually try what they're doing as they're reading the doc and see it live. I think there's a lot of value in that. It really cements your learning.
Yeah, I like that. I like that because I do a lot of learning by doing. And often I think when you're reading documentation, like I'm reading, when do I get to do? And this really feels like I'm doing something. I'm actually creating something, which is really fun.
Exactly.
Nice. So what's next? So Amy, now that I have all this up here. I have stuff. What do I do next? So now we're back to full screen Amy here.
So, well, the next step is to give yourself a pat in the back because you're awesome and you completed the getting started. And I think, I mean, I'd like to say, all connection issues aside, I think that was pretty much 10 minutes, if not less.
Yeah. So is that the goal when you created this? What was your goal, I guess?
So I think it was two things. So first of all, I wanted it to be really simple. I wanted it to be so simple that like 10-year-old me could look at this and could go through and follow all these steps and accomplish what you've just accomplished. And as well as that, I wanted it to be something quick. Like I say, we have so much documentation and that's awesome. But I just wanted something that we can go from nothing to something in a really, really short amount of time.
Yeah, I love it. I this is like the documentation I've always dreamed of, because I'll be honest, developers have asked me for the last 4 years of going out and talking to people, like, where do I go to get started? And I was like, you go to Xamarin.com, tap on developer, there's Android, iOS, Xamarin Forms, and those evolved over time. And it's like this thing and then this thing. And they're like, all right, I can do that, but I want something that I can do right now. Like as I'm sitting here in this room, you know, like I want to just do it live and not spend an hour or 2 hours learning, which is very beneficial. But at the same time, like I just have this app running on my phone, and how cool is that? I can go take it over to G over here and be like, Golden, let's check this out. And she can go play with it, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Well, Amy, this is amazing. Anything else you want to talk about on documentation or getting started? Any other tips or tricks or anything like that?
I mean, I could talk forever about the developer center and our documentation. But, you know, I'll keep it brief. You should just go to developer.xamarin.com and just immerse yourself.
And will there be a big getting started button on there? How are people going to find this?
So it will be developer.xamarin.com/getting-started. And we will have like a banner on the main developer.xamarin.com so that you can click straight there.
Cool.
And figure everything out.
Awesome. Well, I will link to all those in the show notes so people don't even have to go and figure it out or remember all the URLs. So people can go there. But Amy, thank you so much for coming on to the Xamarin Show and talking about this awesome getting started. So
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I love, like you said, it's not just a simple to-do list or 1+1. It's like a real app that, like, I don't even know how long it would take me to build this from scratch, but Charles is a genius. So, but
Amy, it's a real app that Charles Petzl wrote.
That's true. You can go around to your boss and say, I have a Charles Petzl written app on my phone.
Took me 5 minutes. Amazing.
Well, Amy, thank you so much. Have a lovely, beautiful, wonderful day in Boston. And enjoy everything. And thank you for making these amazing Getting Started docs. I love them.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me on. Enjoy rainy Seattle.
Yeah, I will. Well, until next time, I'm your host, James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show. And don't forget to subscribe so you get the latest and greatest updates right in your inbox. It's over there. You'll see it. It's a big button that says subscribe. So subscribe. Until next time, thanks for watching.